Sometimes it feels like the sun will never rise, like the birds will never sing again. Believe in a power greater than what you are going through. When you don't know what to do, keep breathing.
That's right. When you don't know what to do, just keep on breathing. From beautiful Huntington Beach, California, on the HealthyLife.net radio network, heard in all 50 states and 135 countries, all positive talk radio. I'm Dave, the caregiver's caregiver at caregiverdave.com. And typically, my co-host is on here, but I don't think she is able to make it today. We did an earlier show. But we are also coming to you live and on demand 24/7 on numerous syndicated radio and podcast networks on 26 global audio and video platforms, including iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Vimeo, Stitcher Radio, and the list goes on and on. In fact, we are proud to be voted number one caregiver podcast on FeedSpot out of thousands and number one caregiver podcast of the top 50 on Player FM. And we have an especially exciting show planned for you today. Dr. Ellen Cutler is a best-selling author and an internationally recognized teacher, public speaker, and media spokesperson. Her books include Micro Miracles, Discover the Healing Power of Enzymes, now available a revised expanded edition. She has a chiropractic degree, a desensitization to food and other sensitivities, gentle detoxification, and enzyme and nutritional therapies for chronic conditions that have perplexed the conventional medical establishment. And this is all addressed in a revolutionary healing technique, ECM, which she calls the Ellen Cutler method. But before we get started, we do want to take this moment and thank my last week's guest, Frank Leggette. And he has become an expert in the grief process. Once you hear his story, you'll agree. And just a reminder, you can watch and listen to this interview and all our interviews, including the one we are doing today, on our membership website, caregiverdave.com, or any of the other 26 global audio and video networks that I mentioned earlier, as well as the HealthyLife.net syndicated radio network. All right, enough of that. Dr. Ellen, so great to have you on the Caregiver Dave Show.
Great to be with you. Happy to be with you.
Thank you. You're from the Bay Area, but I hear a New York accent. How's that possible?
That was fast. Yes, I'm from Queens, New York. That was where I grew up.
I knew it. I'm from Brooklyn.
Of course.
I've been out here a long, long time.
Me too.
I always like to ask my guests, just who is Dr. Ellen Cutler and why was she placed on this earth? So what
that's
you?
Thank you. That's a wonderful question. I love telling my story. So I'm a chiropractor. I also did go back to school and get a medical degree, but I practiced in the Bay Area under my chiropractic license. And
so you are a real doctor.
I'm a real, yeah, I know.
For those people who think that chiropractors aren't.
They call me Dr. Ellen from all over. I've worked with people all over the world for years. I've been doing this for 40 plus years. It's a lot of years, but I'm really very young.
40 plus years.
I'm really very young. My work is definitely promotes longevity for sure. But anyway,
well, you look great.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, I live in such a beautiful place. I'm so grateful, really. You know,
I hope you're by the sea.
Yeah, I do. I live by the water. And
that'll keep you
which
young.
Is really important for me. I love it. But anyway, I always knew I wanted to get into healing. And I think I'm more of a healer than I am a doctor, but everyone calls me Dr. Ellen, of course. But so my story is I had a lot of digestive problems when I was young.
Really?
I was bloated. I had all sorts of issues. And I couldn't really talk to my parents about it. They didn't really understand. And as I got older, and then I have a twin brother. And he went to medical school because my parents could really only pay for one of us to go to school. So, of course, in my household, the boy, you know, had priority. So I decided that, and I was more into natural medicine. So I found chiropractic, even though I never had a chiropractic adjustment. But I found chiropractic, so I had to pay for myself, and I worked. So I went to school, and at night, I worked in an emergency room in Portland, Oregon, and then I had to study, so I didn't get much rest. And my symptoms got worse, and I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. And the only answer for me would be steroids or surgery at some point. And I said, you know, I'm into natural medicine. This is not what I'm going to do. But anyway, the only thing I could do is I just lived on one or two foods. That's all. Like, I basically lived on grapes. I couldn't eat much. And went through school. Then I did a postgraduate course in orthopedics, and everything got worse. I had a baby, and and so one of the teachers who became my mentor said, Ellen, did you ever hear of a digestive enzyme? And I went, at that time, it wasn't on the radar. Nobody knew what that was. And he said, you are carbohydrate intolerant. You don't break down carbohydrates, and they ferment, and therefore there's all your issues. And I was a vegetarian, and I still am. And now I'm a vegan. I've been a vegan for maybe 30 years. Raw vegan, by the way. But anyway, he said, try this full spectrum digestive enzyme that also has enzymes that really help with sugar, starch, and carbs. And within 2 weeks, never had a problem again. So I became passionate about good digestion and passionate about enzymes. They call me the Empress of Enzymes. And I think there's not a day that goes by that I don't recommend a digestive enzymes. And I've seen miracles. And started to utilize it in my chiropractic practice and saw miracles. That's why my book is named Micro Miracles, Discover the Healing Power of Enzymes. That's really the story. But also, I saw there were other things that maybe digestive enzymes didn't work with, other allergies, and developed my ECM method that helps you desensitize, eliminate intolerances, food intolerances, and other sensitivities or allergies, you can call them. And that's my work that's become very well known. And I teach my work to all kinds of people, even people who aren't even health practitioners, so they can help themselves and their family. And I've seen excellent results with things that really traditional medical practices does not work with very well. It does not help.
Now, I've heard of the word enzymes, and I think I might even know what it means, maybe. But where do you get an enzyme from to eat?
Great question. So there are three different kinds of enzymes. Enzymes are proteins. So every single part of our body needs enzymes to work because they catalyze. Okay. They make things happen quicker and more efficiently, because they work on the substrate of what they're targeting and make changes happening. So there are three different kinds of enzymes. They're digestive enzymes that our body produces. You can't replace those enzymes. There's the pancreas, the small intestine, the stomach. Then there's metabolic enzymes that is involved in our repair process, our inflammation, helps with inflammation, helps our immune system. And then there are food enzymes that are in plant food, whole plant food. Unfortunately, most people don't eat enough plant food. And the soil that has been so over-agriculturized that a lot of the cofactors that make those enzymes in plant food are just not there. So we become deficient in those food enzymes, and our body starts borrowing other enzymes to digest our food, and we can become deficient in enzymes. So they're in all plant food. That's why I think most people should eat 75% of their diet should be whole plant foods and get those
salads.
Enzymes. Yes. Raw vegetables, fruits.
The soil is letting us down a little these days.
That's why I recommend everybody take a full spectrum digestive enzyme, because you will see difference. You will not believe that sometimes a headache or losing your hair or brain fog or sexual libido, all of that can be as a result of not getting the nutrition that you're getting. Enzymes optimize your nutrition. So you can see how important it's the number one supplement. People take all these other supplements. The most important is digestion of food.
So what kind of, give me an example of one enzyme supplement that you can go to the store and buy.
Well, you can go to my website and buy one too, by the way. Right. And you can go to the store. They have,
I assume you have higher quality than what's mostly on the market.
That's why I put one together. Yeah, okay. I wanted to make sure that what they're getting is exactly what they're getting. Because honestly, you buy things in the store, sometimes you're not getting what you think you're getting.
True with all supplements.
Yes, exactly.
Vitamin C even, you know, vitamin
right.
E.
Right, yes.
So are your enzymes in liquid form, powder form, pill form?
They're in capsules. And they can be opened up and put in food too, because they don't really have a taste. So it's absolutely fine. Some people do that rather than taking a capsule. They're all vegetarian capsules that that's in there. And they're full spectrum. They digest your protein, they digest your fiber, they digest the fat, and then they have all the sugar digestive enzymes that necessary. So it really takes care of the food, every food that you're putting in your mouth.
And it controls your pH, not too acidic, not too alkaline, I'm assuming.
Yeah. See, plant enzymes will go through the pH, the acid pH of the stomach, and not be destroyed. And then they can then go into the small intestine and do the digesting they need to do to support your own digestive system.
Sure. Now, you're so famous, you have a method that's named after yourself, the ECM method. So what is that?
So ECM is called Ellen Cutler Method. That is a energetic tool, a method that evaluates symptoms and looking at what are the underlying core of those particular symptoms. So let's say you come to see me and you have asthma, okay? I look at what are the symptoms and what is the responsible, what sensitivity, what things are causing, what are you reacting to that's causing the asthma? Is it diet? Is it foods? Is it toxins, environmental? Is it mold? Is it a pathogen? Is it bacteria or virus? Or is it emotions? These are all, and there's lots of different. So I teach, and this is what this technique is about, what we're looking at, what is the underlying core sensitivities, allergies, reactivities that are causing these symptoms. Then by recognizing that, I look at how you're detoxifying, how you're digesting your food. And then there's a process of clearing the sensitivity. It's an acupressure process that I teach that can be done, that people can do at home, that clears those reactivities. So therefore your symptoms of asthma or et cetera, chronic fatigue, can be controlled, eliminated, and healed.
Well, how would
it
we know if,
so
how
well.
How would we know if we were sensitive to, let's say, dairy, for example, or eggs?
I have a computerized instrument that was developed years and years ago in Germany, and somebody else put a program. I developed a program with someone else that is related. It works with this specific instrument and looking at certain meridians on the body and how it rises and doesn't rise and looking at that. And based on that, there's different determinants as far as if you're sensitive to something and if you're not sensitive and how you react. So I have a tool and a computerized system that enables you. I've used muscle testing in the past too, that work really well. Thing is when you have a computer program, you have a lot more that you can't keep in your head that you can test people on.
Yeah. You know, I've had other people on the show who, some people use blood tests to determine sensitivity. Some people do your typical, you know, allergy test where you're poking yourself in different spots. Some people use a more controversial method where they're like squeezing something and then they're holding the item in their hand, and that tells them, oh well, you're not strong if you're holding an egg.
Yeah, right.
You are strong if you're holding a celery. Where does yours fit into that?
Mine fits in more in the latter. So it's but it's a system that is a little bit more sensitive and more accurate as far as testing that. But it's based on something like my muscle testing. Exactly. That's where I started with as a chiropractor. So I like that you mentioned that too. The problem with blood tests, they don't really test all aspects. So let's say, give you my example. My brother and I, every dinner time, and when we were young, my parents would fight. My father would walk out of the room and my mother would sit there and cry before she did all the dishes that were left for her. And no wonder why I had all these food sensitivities. But that doesn't come out on blood tests. They'll say, well, you don't have any antibodies. You're not allergic. And I find that you are, but maybe you're sensitive on an emotional level. We can clear that emotional relationship with that food. It's very important. So what I cover is every aspect you can imagine related to something. So if I get you're sensitive, it could be on many different levels. That's why it's energetic, and that's why it's effective in clearing these food intolerances or other intolerances that are the core of what's going on in your health and the core of longevity, anti-aging, for sure. Definitely.
Well, we have 3 minutes before a break. Can you talk about quickly what it's not what you eat, but it's what you digest and absorb?
Yes. So I believe that, you know, people spend a lot of money buying organic food and eat that food, but they don't chew it well and they don't digest it. That's why I recommend
it. How many times should you chew your food, by the way?
32 times.
That's what my wife says. And I just
literally it will be
like mush in your mouth by the time you get to that.
Yeah, that's right. And you know what? It's a secret to weight loss is chew your food, because you're going to get so tired of chewing and you're going to, you know what? You're going to feel more satiated when you do it. So it's not what you eat. It's not only what you eat. It's what you digest and absorb. That's why I'm so passionate about trying a digestive enzyme. People will see results. That's the one thing about digestive enzymes. You'll see the results immediately because you'll notice your hair, skin, weight management, all of it is completely changed. Makes a huge difference.
Wow. And the best way to detoxify the body would be what? How many different ways are there?
Well, there are a lot of different ways. One of them is eating less and maybe try some intermittent fasting too. I love skin brushing and hydrating. I have on my website, I have lots of newsletters. The last one was on dehydration. It's very important. Mm. So drinking enough water is important, and exercising. I'm real passionate about exercise, and doing some high intensity interval exercise as well to get your heart rate up. That's important too, because that helps get rid of toxins also. When you don't, you have these zombie cells that hang out in the body. And zombie cells can be very reactive and cause all kinds of inflammation. They're inflammatory. So the best way to detoxify, there's more extreme, and I have a good detox program too that I just launched on my website that people can learn about too. But it will help in many different ways, supporting detoxification, because we live in a toxic world, unfortunately.
Yes, and Suzanne Summers, who just recently died, God bless her, she talks about these very same things. Excuse me. And it's... most people do not drink enough water, and that is one way to rehydrate yourself and to flush out all the toxins, like you said. Well, listen, we're going to take a short break. We will be right back. Do not go away. And we're back with Dr. Ellen Cutler on the Caregiver Dave Show. I'm Dave Nassani. And we are talking about enzymes and detoxification. And let's pick up where we left off. What were you saying before we went to the break?
We talked about detoxification and exercise. And again, the other thing too is eating, like I mentioned earlier, the bulk of our diet should be whole plant food too. I know I'm a vegan, and of course I do highly recommend, I think it's the cleanest, healthiest diet that exists, but there are other people that feel they need some animal protein, et cetera, in their diet. If that's necessary for that person, if they want it, maybe include a little bit, but the large part of your diet should be plant food. And I think every single doctor who's well known has written about it would agree with what I say.
Well, you need, you know, they say the body needs, especially if they're working out, 1 gram of protein for every pound that they weigh. Where can you get that much protein from plants?
First of all, most people don't digest the protein they're getting from the animals. So really? I don't even know how much, you know, we think, and everybody's different, you know, I don't worry about it. And I don't look like I'm deficient in protein at all. But you'd be surprised how much protein is in plant food. I do green drinks, spirulina, green, blue, green algae. I do soy protein. I'm a firm believer in soy, unlike some other people.
So you believe soy yes. is a good source of protein?
Yes, absolutely.
Some people don't, and I don't know why they don't.
Well,
like
you
soy.
Know, first of all, it is there. A lot of people have intolerances; they're more sensitive to soy.
That's true.
So it does cause some bloating, whatever, which ECM can correct. But it's gotten a bad rap for. I don't understand, you know, these bad raps. And then all of a sudden, you know, we have this one place I get tea and they're doing soy because nobody asked for it anymore. But plants have a lot. I do a few walnuts. I do. If you'd be surprised. And I do I do pea protein powder. Once or twice a day too. So I'm getting a good amount of protein and I take my digestive enzymes because I know I'm digesting it. And I do believe that everybody's different. Not everyone needs that protein. We think everyone needs it. No, everybody's different. Everybody's body is different. So I don't think one size fits all.
Now, when you hear the word detoxify, you think of these untasty things that you have to drink, and then all of a sudden your body goes into hyperbolic
mass
diarrhea
detox.
and you're just flushing and cleansing, and it's not really a pleasant experience. Is that the way you're defining detoxify, or is it different?
I don't define it that way. Not that I'm opposed to it, but I use more gentle methods of detoxification. And again, I have a detox program that I use. And just try doing raw food for 10 days. Your body will detoxify.
Yeah.
Right? Try limiting the amount of food your body detoxify. You don't need these extremes. Maybe some people do, and it works for them. And I'm completely in favor of it if that's what they feel. But I do use some herbal products sometimes too. But the people I see, I love them so much. They're my family. Last thing I want to do is put them through hell like that. So I think it's nice to start out slowly and do some detoxification slowly. And I have a powder that I recommend all my products are Dr. Ellen's Way. It's a Dr. Ellen's Way veggie cleanse that you could live on, do 2 or 3 times a day and do that for 2 weeks. You'll feel somewhat satisfied. It doesn't taste bad. You can put some other stuff in it and you will help detoxify the body. It will support you.
Well, how do you go about, I just lost my train of thought. I was talking about detox. It'll come back to me, but I will come back to that when it comes back to me.
Yeah, you know, I'm sure it will.
Sometimes I think I have a Swiss cheese brain and you hit a hole and you just
you need an enzyme.
So what do you think is more important? Everyone talks about, leaky gut. So should we concentrate on the gut or should we concentrate on the brain, or is there something else we should be concentrating on?
Well, my method evaluates what you should concentrate on. But honestly, you and I both know, and most people who are listening probably know, when your gut doesn't feel good, it's hard to have your brain feel good. I know what it was like. You know, honestly, for me, it's been years and years where I felt so bad. To this day, I remember what that felt. I never want to feel that digestive stress that I had before. So healthy gut is central to a healthy brain, to a healthy immune system, to a healthy respiratory system, to energy. So the gut is very, very important. That's why, again, I recommend a digestive enzyme and chewing your food well, not overeating. Do you realize that in 1970, if you looked at the foods that were in a restaurant as compared to what now is served, it's three times more that's served now. People are overeating. You don't need to eat that much.
I know, and I hate that feeling when I walk out of a restaurant and say, oh, I ate too much.
Right.
But, you know, you didn't want to stop because it was so delicious, but you knew that there was no room, but you did it anyway.
Yeah. That's why you have one plate, one bowl. I always say this to people who want to lose weight. You have one bowl you eat at. Don't ever fill it up. And when you're done, you're done. Even if you're still hungry, it's always better to push it away when you're hungry a little bit.
Yeah, these Mexican restaurants, they put the tacos on one plate. They put the beans and the rice on another plate. They put your quesadillas on another plate. You know, you got plates all over the place.
I know.
But I remembered what I wanted to tell you because,
yeah,
you know,
you
I'm out of the hole now.
Yeah.
So you're a chiropractor. So I assume you are doing chiropractic adjustments. And there are so many different ways. Some people take you into like a pretzel and they crack you and snap, crackle, and pop. Some people use this little gun that goes bub, 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 you know, like a jackhammer. Some people do all sorts of different things. What do you do?
Well, I don't do that much musculoskeletal chiropractic. I do my ECM work. So that's not really my practice, but I have a few. But I learned a very gentle technique. I never liked that more forceful technique. So it's similar to the activator one that you were talking about where but it's called directional non-force technique is the one I learned. And I have people have been seeing me for years and years, but I only have a few because I figure there's so many good chiropractors out there. Let them do that. I prefer doing my work, and
so
I'm more needed
back pain,
for that.
Then you would send them somewhere else, or neck pain, etc.
But be surprised. A lot of times, neck pain is what food sensitivities. What sensitivities you have is food, or headaches. So sometimes I will work with that too, especially if it's chronic. If it's something acute, yes, I would send to a chiropractor. But if it's a chronic, you know, and getting an adjustment doesn't clear it, then there are other things that are causing it. And there are many other things that could be causing it. And foods are usually the number one thing that you will look at. What's at the end of your fork is maybe making you sick if you're sensitive to it or you're allergic to it.
Well, hey, we're up on another break, so we will be right back. Don't go away. Hey, welcome back to the Caregiver Dave Show. I'm Dave Nassani, and we are with Dr. Ellen Cutler. And she is a doctor, she is a chiropractor, but she's a nutrition specialist, for lack of a better term. And we're talking about all sorts of things to make you healthy and happy and young. Is that right? Well, this will all make us younger, right?
Yes. Definitely. Yes. Well, you know, we spend a lot of money buying our food and eating out in restaurants, whatever. But if you're not utilizing that food, getting the nutrition that you should be getting, your body's going to suffer in many ways and you're going to look older than you are.
Yeah. So many people who are my age, I'm going to be 70 in 2 months. And some people just look really bad at 70. Some people look really good. I like to think that I'm somewhere in the upper end of that.
Yeah,
at least that's what people tell me. Well, let us talk about organ-specific detoxification.
Yes. So in my work, there are three parts to ECM. One of them is looking at your digestive system, what you're not digesting, and making and recommending a good support digestive enzyme. And the second part is detoxification. And what I do is I look and see which organ specifically needs that detoxification. Is it the kidney? Is it the lungs? Is it the skin? Is it the lymph or the colon? And based on that, I will recommend what needs to be done for that too. So that's what organ specific detoxification is. And then the third part is, again, looking at your sensitivities, reactivities through the different testing I do and see what needs to be desensitized. Yep. So, and based on that, then I look at what somebody's sensitive to. So again, based on what your symptoms are, what your health is, what is going on, I look and see what reactivities, sensitivities, et cetera. So that's the three part of the ECM process that works. So it takes everything into consideration.
Well, let's talk about your method. It's healed so many people, right?
I've been doing it for a long, many, many decades too.
I love a testimonial. If you can think of one person, one story without diverging their name or anything like that.
Yeah. Oh, I have so many, but I had... And this woman is actually on my website. It's such a great story. So she was exposed to mold and
really
severe lung damage from that and started to have severe asthma and respiratory problems. And she was young. She was in her 30s. She went to Stanford and was evaluated, and their recommendation was that she needs to have part of her lung removed because it was so damaged. Yeah. And she's great. She looks at them and says, well, you know what? I think I'm going to get another opinion. No, you know, that's understandable. So then she sought out other alternative health care. And she actually went to somebody I taught, a doctor I taught who did similar work that I did, and he did his own thing as well. And it helped him, but not quite. It made a big difference, but it didn't heal her. She still had many symptoms. So then her boyfriend, her new boyfriend, who was a patient of mine for years and years, calls me up from Whole Foods and said, you need to help my friend, Laureen, please. She needs your help. And I have a closed practice. I haven't taken new patients in years because, So that's why I'm teaching more so I can get other people to do my work. So I said, okay, for you, Paul, I'll take her. And so we start to work on her. And even though you get rid of your mold, you still are reactive to it in many different ways. That's where my work is so different than anything else. There's a way of clearing and desensitizing her to the mold because there's mold all over. You can't get rid of all the mold. Right. And then we found food sensitivities, et cetera, emotional stuff, other bacteria, viruses that maybe she had years ago that she was still reacting to. Anyway, she's been seeing me now for years because it's always good to get checked up, whatever, has not had a problem again. No coughing. No respiratory, no asthma, no medication needed. And she was going to have her lung removed. Part of the lung
serious.
Removed. That is a miracle, too. And I've had miracles. You know, that's just one case. I've worked so much with children that have problems with eczema, with asthma, with ADD, attention deficit disorder, and also who have such severe sensitivities, and this is a way to clear it. And I teach parents how to work on their children so they can help them. So there's probably, and in my book, I talk about all the different conditions that I've worked with, and there's nothing that I can't because I can find underlying roots. Not that I don't recommend other things. Sometimes I'll recommend other things for people to do also as well.
You know, I have a business partner. I own a gas station, and he's a acupuncturist, and he does all sorts of weird stuff. Like he says, you know, gold is not good for everybody, and silver is not good for. And he has me take my rings off and hold my ring in one hand, and he tries to open my fingers.
Right.
You know, the strength test.
Right.
And at first I think he's fooling around, you know, and saying, oh, you know, you're pulling harder than you did.
No, it didn't works. Have any, so it on. Works. Especially when you learn it, it works. Yes.
Yeah, and it's very interesting. How does that work? I mean, it seems illogical that just holding a piece of gold in this hand would make you strong or weak in this hand, and not holding it, or a bottle of water. You know, we have a convenience store. We sell all sorts of water. He says, hold this life water, you know, and try that, and then hold this crystal geyser water. And even brands of water explain, because that's just,
well, you know, the body,
it doesn't make sense to me.
It doesn't make sense. But you know what? A lot of things don't make sense. Why things heal? You know, it's like this. I talk about, because I do a lot of interviews, this Ozempic that people are taking. You know, I mean, it's like so ubiquitous now. I mean, it's like everybody knows taking Ozempic, you know, and it's so funny because you probably heard that airlines are using less fuel because people are not as fat. But
no,
anyway,
I didn't.
But they have no idea why it works. I mean, there's some possibility that it reduces that dopamine, which is the feel good neurotransmitter, so you don't crave as much food. So that's what's helping, but they don't really know. So we don't really know exactly, but energetically, your body recognizes something that's not good for you. And it's on an energetic level. It's the brain. It's the body knows. So for example, you work at a gas station. You own a gas station. Everybody is allergic to batteries. Put a battery in your hand. Everyone's going to go weak. And I use this muscle test like this because it's based on like what I do. I use this. I try to put my third finger down. That's how I do. Put a battery in your hand and try to. You can't hold your arm up. Or you're, and then take something else and put it in your hand, you know, and you'll see when you're strong, it's such a difference. People will see that. So nobody
and they want to put us in electric cars.
Exactly. For years I've had trouble with that because especially kids sit in the back and they're sitting on this big battery. And I'm thinking, you know, I had one person that came to see me who just bought a Tesla. He sold his Tesla because I found him so sensitive to batteries. I don't know why we don't use hydrogen. People aren't sensitive to hydrogen. They're sensitive to batteries.
Well, I heard this guy made energy out of water. I mean, your car can run on water and garbage. And so I'm sure General Motors is against that.
I don't think I think you need your gas station. That's where you...
Well, I'm getting ready to retire, so
yeah,
you know,
that's
let
right.
The next generation worry about
that. Yeah, that's right. Well, there's always going to be gas cars, I think.
Yes. So how about somebody who has post-nasal drip?
Yes.
Right? Elderly people have a clearing of the throat all the time because all that phlegm is down there from the post-nasal drip in the back of the throat all night long. So you either stop the nasal drip or you figure out how to get rid of all the phlegm. What's your method for that? Because I'm sure you have elderly patients.
Yeah. So the thing is, everybody is different. My work treats the person, not the disease. And it's tailored to individuals. So everybody's not going to have the same reason. Common problems is food sensitivities are big. You create more mucus when you eat foods you're allergic to, you're sensitive to. GERD is another one. A lot of times it's GERD, it's reflux. As you get older, you become more deficient in enzymes to digest your food. So GERD is so common with people. And you know what GERD is? Gastroesophageal reflux disease. So they have a lot of reflux, a lot comes up. And then when you lie down, of course, you're more gassy. More people have more problems with that too. And it could be a darn virus you had. There's long hauler for COVID. There's long hauler for colds as well. Sometimes these colds never go away. They're still there.
I know.
It could be that. But commonly it's foods. So you find the foods. And then I have this enzyme called GICOM that's amazing for GERD. And as you get older, people love it. It changes their life because their nose, they don't have that reflux. They don't have that less mucus in their throat. Makes a difference. You take it before you eat, you take it in between. It helps so much.
Unless I forgot, we're late for a break. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Welcome back to the Caregiver Dave Show with my guest, Dr. Ellen Cutler. Okay, in the last 5 minutes of the show, let's see. I understand you help other health professionals with something called energetic desensitization. I don't know why I can't say that word, but yeah, what is it?
Everybody always has. Well, that's part of the ECM method is the desensitization. And I call it energetic because it's not really medical, conventional medical desensitization. It's energetic. And it's done by utilizing certain acupressure points to help reprogram the body so you're not sensitive. So I call that energetic desensitization. And that's what works to clear these foods or the virus that you had or some pathogen or some emotion. So all of that is done through this energetic desensitization.
And are you actually using pressure points?
Yes. Yeah, I do. Yeah. And I teach people how to do it and they can do it themselves at home. So I work a lot via Zoom because I see people from all over the world. And I did that way before 2016. I started to do these indirect working with people because it's energy. It doesn't matter.
My partner does that too. You know, all of a sudden, I'll complain about something. Oh, give me your hand.
He would probably like to study with, study my work. It probably fit in perfectly with him too. But what I want to say is I'm now, after years, I used to teach a lot. I stopped for a while. Now I'm teaching again. So if people are interested in learning this, they can look at my website and see how they can sign up for a course. That's all Zoom, by the way.
Tell us about your book and what's in it and what you hope people can get out of it.
Yeah. So this book that was out a long time ago, now it's revised. And it has a new a more extended chapter on longevity, anti-aging, and a whole chapter on enzymes and the pandemic, post-pandemic enzymes, and how to prevent getting sick too, as well. And then how enzymes have saved people's lives and describing what enzymes are, what I use. And then there's also systemic enzymes that have other things in it that work systemically to help improve the immune system, help your skin, help more energy, help with inflammation, help with post-workout inflammation. So there's a lot in my book about that. People will love it because they'll relate to some of these people that I've worked with.
And how can people get a hold of you if they want more information?
Yeah. So my website is drellencutler.com. And my Facebook is Micro Miracles, and I do a Miracle Monday every Monday, too. And we have newsletters and a free ebook also that I wrote that you can get on the website when you sign up for my newsletter.
What happens on Mondays?
I talk about different topics for about 5-6 minutes every Monday morning. And so that's on my Facebook, Micro Miracles.
Why do you call them Miracle Mondays?
Yeah. Because why not?
Are you doing miracles?
Because I talk about miracles, yes.
Okay.
And then Terrific Tuesdays, too. Wonderful Wednesdays.
I got it. Well, there's a theme going on here.
Yeah, right.
Well, I can't believe how fast our time has gone. Thank you so much for coming on the show, Doctor. What was I going to say? Let me just tell my audience, all our shows become recorded pod and video cast on all your favorite platforms. My number one selling book, Secrets from the Hammock, Uncommon Wisdom for Uncommon Times, is spreading wisdom all over the world and available wherever the books are sold. And also my free membership website, caregiverdave.com. You can also schedule a free 30-minute initial coaching call to talk about whatever you're struggling with. Many times 30 minutes of wisdom is all it takes to resolve a problem. And I invite you all to join my Caregiver Dave Facebook community of 34,000 caregivers. Lots of tools, resources, videos, this radio show, and much, much more. And if you click the like or follow button on whatever platform you're watching or listening to this interview on, it helps us reach even more caregivers by improving Google's search engine algorithms. So thank you again to all my listeners out there all over the world for tuning in every Wednesday and making us the number one caregiver podcast and radio show on the internet. So until next week, same time, same channel. May God richly bless you all. Bye-bye. And thank you, Doctor.
Thank you so much.
Sometimes it feels like the sun will never rise, like the birds will never